A tasteful and fun tradition, the 32nd Annual Virginia Wine and Craft Festival. It's coming up this Saturday in Front Royal. Here to tell us all about it is Nikki Foster. Nikki is Executive Director of the Front Royal Warren County Chamber of Commerce. Always good to have you back with us, Nikki.
Thank you, Barry. It's always good to be with you.
Man, this is one heck of a tradition. Where in the world do you want to start about this Saturday in Front Royal?
I guess I want to start with saying we have 17 Virginia wineries. Virginia is, of course, for wine lovers. So folks who are looking to taste some new and exciting wines and ciders and sangrias and all of those different things, that it's going to be a great day for them.
And it's a lot more than our beautiful Virginia wines. I mean, we're talking seven blocks downtown. And let's talk about the vendors, over 100 of them, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And really impressive stuff. So we've got a lot of fine artisans and crafters and folks who have put a lot of time into creating some really beautiful artwork and sculptures and just many, many different things that folks can use. It's a great opportunity to purchase unique gifts for friends and family. It's almost like having a big art exhibit up and down Main and Chester Streets. There's just so much terrific work.
Also downtown gazebo, that's going to sort of be your headquarters for the entertainment, right?
It is. We'll have the Charlie Allman Band in the morning, and then we'll have Back to Zero in the afternoon at the gazebo. That's, of course, always a rocking place to be. There's always dancing going on. There's always a lot of fun happening around the gazebo.
Now, there's no general admission fee to come out and look around and shop and so forth. Now, for the tastings, how does that work?
Well, for the tastings, there is an admission fee simply for that. So folks who do want to come down and wine taste, and they know that right now, then they should go online and get their advance tickets at wineandcraftfestival.com. They can purchase those tickets currently for $25, but you can also purchase the tickets at the gate. They go up to $30 at the gate. Once you get your admission, you'll get an armband, you'll get a commemorative wine glass, and then you can go around to the 17 different wineries, all of whom will have 5 to 7 wines to taste, and taste as many as you'd like. And then you have the opportunity, of course, to purchase glasses or to purchase bottles of their wine.
And of course, in addition to the wonderful wines and all the craft vendors, we got to eat.
Oh, we sure do. We've got a wide variety of foods. We've got food trucks, you know, that are going to have barbecue and funnel cakes and the fries, high food, just all sorts of delicious foods. And then, of course, there's always the awesome restaurants in downtown Front Royal that will be open for the event, too.
You know, that's the beauty of holding this downtown, is that you can sashay up and down the streets and do some shopping, too.
Oh, yeah. So I do encourage people to come down and visit all of the shops on Main Street. And there are some new things going on downtown, too. So if you haven't been downtown lately, this is going to be a great opportunity to get outside, have some fun, and visit our downtown, which is in the middle of a revitalization.
It's the 32nd Annual Virginia Wine and Craft Festival. It's this Saturday from 10 to 6 in downtown Front Royal. All the details at wineandcraftfestival.com. Nikki Foster's been our guest. She's Executive Director of the Front Royal Warren County Chamber of Commerce. Hey, have fun Saturday.
Thank you, Barry, so much.